Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
So fucking sick.
Jesus. Yes.
The fourth one's going to be all girl apes.
If they take this from me. If they take Planet of the Apes from me.
It's going to be a girl ape being like, my pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy. And Cornelius is like, listen to her.
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women. It'll definitely be that. There's no way.
You're probably right.
There's no way they're not going to take Planet
of the Apes. If they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, get your hands off me.
Yeah, you're going to have to go, no.
You damn dirty liberals. Why do the liberals ruin everything, dude?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I tried to play FIFA online last night for the first time.
Don't tell me. Did the libs fucking ruin it?
The libs butt-fucked FIFA so badly.
That one, you would think they'd have got that one first.
They got, so there's a thing called Ultimate Team where you, if you win a game, you get a certain amount of points, then you can buy new players. You can buy better players to join your team. Of course, the women, female players are in there. So your team's ladies.
Yeah, and who do you play against, high schoolers?
Yeah, and you lose 10-0 to fucking 15-year-old. No. And their ratings are the same.
What?
Like, you could, the first player I got was like a 91 overall.
It's lady.
Lady. I immediately traded her. I took a 60 overall Korean goalkeeper over her. I was like, dude.
Why are they doing that? It's not offensive to be like, boys are better than girls at soccer. I'm not even trying to like rile up, you know, sexist dregs of society. It's just a fucking fact.
I was being very sexist.
Were you really?
I literally, every single female player I got, no matter what their rating was, quick sell for zero, sold them for free.
Did you traffic
get them off
Did
my
you
roster.
Traffic
I trafficked them. I just get rid of them. I don't know why. I mean,
so you were just like, no. Not
I said, no.
Has your team suffered, though, due to your ideological?
No, I'm good at FIFA because I've never played it online, so I start against other people that have never played it, which is like their first time playing.
Nice.
First game, 7-1.
Damn.
Yeah.
Against live agents?
Just
you have
against a guy, yeah.
Highly rated, 97 rated girls on their team?
He also, I noticed, didn't have one female on the field.
What?
I think it's a common thing. I think if you have females on your field, you... It's lame. You would have an all-female team. I know you fucking horny devil. That's who this is for.
Yeah.
I would add Hope Solo right in the goalie booth.
Girl, 97 speed.
Just
logic, burn. 150%.
Yeah, logic. Just burning past Cristiano Ronaldo down the field.
Annoying, zero.
super smart, 99 overall, super smart.
Loses her mind once a month. That doesn't happen.
That's made up. That's fucking conservative propaganda.
I watched the ultimate debate, Ben Shapiro versus Destiny. I don't know if Destiny is the guy, really, if there's a guy named Destiny, but he's like a liberal political commentator.
Named Destiny?
He was fair. He was fair. He's not,
he was being fair and balanced?
For some reason, his name's I don't know if it was like versus Destiny or the guy's name. Maybe it's his like online, maybe YouTubers have like stripper names now. But it was for some reason Ben Shapiro versus Destiny on the Lex Fridman podcast. It was good. Shapiro, dude, and like, and again, you can say whatever you want about him. Him debating, he's so fucking good at debating. It's insane. It's very funny. Because he'll get caught in little traps, and dude, he'll like, because it is, they're just like wrestling with words and stuff. And
yeah.
They'll be like, well, you don't think like we should give like schools air conditioning? And he was like, no, be better is two-parent household. He's like, obviously, that's better. And he's like, well, that's just the best. And he'll hit him with some crazy analogy. It's pretty sick.
We didn't have air conditioning in my high school.
We didn't have it at my
fucking sucked
grade
dick,
school,
dude.
For sure.
We didn't learn anything.
You can't.
It was too hot.
But at least you had two-parent household. Ben Shapiro would say.
Did have a two-parent household, which was, household. I would trade.
For air conditioning? I would have done it.
Truthfully?
I would have done it.
100%.
I wanted my parents to get divorced when I was younger. I'm the only person. I was like, dude, that I would hear about people in divorced households, and I'm like, lucky. Two Christmases, two birthdays.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, my parents stay together every year. I'd be like, is there an anniversary? I'd be like,
can you imagine?
You guys, please split up.
Can you imagine our dads going to their house for Christmas or your birthday, the shit you would get. Be like, here's a pocket knife that he got for free.
He bought my mom a set of pots and pans one year. Total alpha move, dude. A new set of Cathalons. It was just like, yo, here you go, babe.
It's actually nice. She probably enjoyed it.
She was kind of pissed. She was just, we were laughing. She was, well, yeah, she yeah. was whatever.
I'm sure having all the retarded brothers laughing. Mom got pots and pans.
Get in the kitchen.
Dudes.
It was beat. He was like, no, they're nice. I thought you'd like them. She was, I remember her just being like, oh, great, thanks. She obviously, she didn't show, she wasn't like spazzing. Thank God. But yeah, it was pretty, I remember thinking like it was a beast move. He told me when I was younger, he's like, yo, break up with your girlfriends around Christmas. He's like, break up with them at Christmas, Valentine's. Not
so you don't have to buy a $20 gift in high school.
He told me that. He's like, dude, for real, do that. And I remember taking him, like, I did it. I took his advice, and just a girl was like devastated. She's like, it's about to be Christmas. And I was like, oh.
Is it?
Oh, my dad told me. Oh, fuck. Fuck with bad advice. Now that you put it that way, this is a very bad thing to do.
It is mean. Yeah, it's so mean.
I know. He was probably fucking around.
Dumped in my bed.
Because you wouldn't know. You would lay down in it, though.
Yeah. And you would get tricked, too. Oh. By night number two,
oh,
she'd be like, remember when you said this? You'd be like, you just shit in my fucking bed.
Shit in my bed.
Can't
what if she seduced
smell.
You into the shit bed, too? Oh. She was like, bro. She's like, hit it. And you're like,
pigs and slop.
I'm going to hit it. And you laid it right next to the turd. You go, oh, you nasty fucking bitch.
Oh.
I thought I was getting some fucking pussy. There's a fucking turd in my bed.
Just a log, dude.
Man, if it was a dark room, too.
Oh.
You'd be like, what is... No way. Feels like shit.
Oh.
Stinks in here. I think so there's somebody shit
it's
in
like,
here.
Nah, that ass is just open for you. You're like, that's what's up, bud.
Yeah.
It yeah, definitely it's smells nice. Like there's a giant turd in my bed.
You could get hard through a turd. You could. The smell. You could power through the smell of that.
Oh, yeah. Then you'd roll to your side of the bed and be like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
What did I do?
Dude, stepping in bear shit or dog shit in your bare feet is...
Yeah.
You want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Having a turd in your bed would fuck
human
you up.
Turd in your bed would...
Just the sight of it. It's like the fucking horse head from The Godfather.
I turn into the Joker immediately. Like, hey.
True. You'd have to shit on her shit, though.
Yeah, what do you mean? You'd become a villain?
Yeah, I'd have to shit on her.
Damn. True. Well,
thank God it was just Amber Heard, not one of your muscle mommies.
Did anyone ever call her Amber Turd? True.
Yeah.
Taking a protein shake, dump.
Amber Turd? Yeah.
Damn, your muscle mommy taking a protein shake dump on you?
I mean, that would be
oh my God.
Slop, dude.
It would spray the room.
Bucket. Yeah.
The steamer would be larger than you. She'd be laying the Cleveland steamer down the chest. You'd be like, that's enough. Cut it off. He's like, I fucking can't.
I can't stop.
I'm on a new supplement right now. Your tits are going to become hard and immobile. Stop, babe. You got you on the edge where I like you. An 8-pack? Oh, it's going to spread to your tits. That's the 10-pack. The 10-pack's the final two titties.
Yeah. The final frontier.
Excited,
they
right?
Stuff them at the goal line pretty hard, dude. Some dudes.
I have heard tales of I've talked to immigrants, and they tell me they're like tale of getting into America. Sorry, I touched the delicious patient with my foot.
I knew it was coming.
I like hearing the tales of how people got into the country. That always does excite me. I hear about it. I was talking to someone who came in when they were like a 17-year-old girl, and I was like, Jesus, that's so scary.
You like that story?
No, I don't like it. I was scared, dude. Don't you even dare.
What do you like about the story?
Dude, don't you even dare. Dude, you're ruining the fucking movement. You're ruining the movement,
damn,
man.
It sucks we can't start over either on this. We have to keep all the white nationalism shit.
We can talk about whatever else. Just losing thousands of fucking dudes. And then why did it all fall apart? Why aren't we boys?
Because the way they were evil.
They were pretty bad.
It was evil versus evil over there.
And we were just...
We were like, let's let these two kill each other, and then we'll invent rock and roll and destroy the other evil one. We killed them with the power of music.
True.
We did. We hit them with the guitar riffs.
Like, hold on, Elvis, hold it. Shake your hips. Shake your hips, Elvis.
Destroy them, Elvis.
Blue jeans.
They had witnessed nothing but horrific atrocities.
Oh.
They were like, blue jeans. Put down our sickles, boys.
Damn. Imagine watching Die Hard after that, too.
That's what? Imagine watching,
Die Hard after.
I thought you were changing the subject and be like, I was watching Die Hard.
No. Imagine just catching Die Hard after that. It's like, that's crazy. That's so fake. And they're like, no. All the buildings.
Building exploded?
All the buildings blowing up in the town. I don't see that. Jumping out of it. Yeah, it sucks, man. America got pretty lucky. But it's got to be tempting because I always imagine these like leaders of states and societies like are very, very well versed in history and like military history.
I don't think they are.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
I guarantee if you walked up to Joe Biden and was like, what was the Battle of Kursk?
Yeah, I guess so.
Be like, what? Hey, Tony boy, fuck you.
Yeah,
if
maybe
Donald Trump, just be like, Donald Trump, what year was, you know?
Yeah, but don't you think?
Not that that's not how you're versed in history, of course.
For sure. But I guess you're right. But I'm thinking of like, there's definitely dudes that have their hands closer to the levers.
I think if people knew more about history, I think we'd be doing better.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because the way we're sliding into fucking
bullshit.
Bullshit is a little alarming.
Yeah, it stinks. To catch a dude off guard. Just, dude, I'm telling you, when you're talking, if he's talking about any of his bros, be like, yo, for real, is that guy gay? They'll fucking melt. Be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they instantly go, what the fuck? What the hell is going on? What's happening to me?
I can't even hit Phil with that anymore.
Yeah.
I've used it.
You've used it all up.
I've used it up so many. Anytime a guy's on TV, I'm like, you like that guy? We'll be watching sports. We'll be like, yeah, he's good. I'm like, you want to kiss him? I'll be like, yeah, Shane. Like, ooh, I'd like to kiss him. Isn't that right? Like,
yeah, my dad doesn't fuck around about that shit.
Being gay, yeah, you can't. If you're a man, if you're an old man.
It's not even funny.
Don't
dude.
You fucking joke
it's
about
it. It's not
that.
Funny.
Dude, you want to know gay? I was watching White Lotus. You watch White Lotus?
I watched the first episode.
Bro. End of the last episode.
I didn't see it.
Vicious.
I didn't see it. I mean, dude, did you see the first season?
A classic butt fucking, dude.
Did you see the first?
Classic dude on the end of the bed on his knees.
Bro, the first season, they had a guy getting his ass eaten. Like, graphic.
Yeah, I did see that.
Graphic. And it was like a cliffhanger where it's like you're waiting.
That.
I was like, I wonder what's happening.
What episode was that? Late?
Yeah, it was later on.
I didn't see that.
Dude, oh my God.
I heard Steve Zahn's cock's in it, too.
Who?
The guy. The one, the dad in it. In the first season, the dad with the girls.
Oh, he makes a return?
Apparently, his penis is in season one. I didn't see it.
Is it really? I don't remember. I must have blacked it out.
He's looking for like cancer on his nuts early.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, that is currently, I think, the funniest show out. White Lotus might be the funniest show.
This one's a little... Season two is not that funny.
I only saw the first ep.
It's very uncomfortable. It is funny. It is your style of comedy, too. Yeah, where it's everyone's kind of scheming, fucking up. Yeah.
One of the funnier things, dude.
But it keeps you on edge. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but
everyone's up. Yeah, it's sick.
It's so sick that our country.
I fucking love billionaires,
dude. The fact that you're giving your country that much money for
not
I
even
would
your
say
country, it's just going to like two guys.
But then it trickles down.
It does trickle.
Shane,
down.
Let me tell you about economics, dude. And then if you give your money to the right rich people, it trickles down back on.
It's gonna come right back.
And
to
then
you.
The Dems cut off $20,000,
mm-hmm.
and they'll do it. They'll get blocked. They were ready to cut off $20,000, and then they got blocked, dude.
Yep.
Republicans said no, hell no, because they hate you and they're racist. I don't know if you know this, dude.
Are all Republicans racist?
Yes. And then yes.
But wait, are all Democrats?
No, not a single one. It doesn't lie in their hearts. They're incapable of it, Shane. I don't know if you know this, dude.
Matt?
I don't know if you know this, but they're spared from that part of the human condition of biasing.
Matt?
They're spared, and they just want to give you money. And there's these racist guys who are just like, they like, no, fuck that. We hate immigrants so much. We're going to block.
It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, we're fucked.
No, I don't think, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be just, it's all going to collapse. It's starting to collapse in terms of just total nonsense. And hopefully people start to question if they're at the right thing. If it's a smaller crowd, people start getting kind of like weirded out.
Yeah.
Dude, Gardini comes out. We're a couple deep in. Gardini comes out, dude. We've been getting licked, bro.
You said we'll lick them tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll
lick them tomorrow.
You've had the devil's day. We had the devil of a day, General.
Yeah. A couple people out there had the devil's day, dude. Yep.
Guard dog is back there on half a stove going, I'm going to lick them tomorrow.
Comes out, dude.
Lick them tomorrow, though.
Dude, I said the boys become a man. I was watching him. I said, I think the boys become a man.
He killed?
Yeah, Gardner, he had a fantastic set and a pretty, Gardner, you know, not the best of circumstances. Thank you, man. Dude comes out. I say, God damn it, he finally mumbled his way into fucking. He mastered the mumble.
Speak up, holla.
He mastered the mumble. Last night I watched the mumble be mastered and I went, God damn.
Yeah, the mumble's nice.
Always become a boy, became a man last night on stage.
Don't you think trans people are stupid?
Dude, I couldn't have been happier. I was sitting there going, this is the best.
Nice.
Took command of the whole room. I watched. I said, God damn.
You watch it. He's a young Custer.
He's a young Custer, dude.
Yeah, you might be Custer.
Dude, it was.
I decided we're obviously Grant and Sherman.
Obviously.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, obviously.
There's no doubt.
Well, man, are you Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was a good time. I was happy to see it.
That's
LeMayer,
awesome.
Dude, LeMayer on the way up, man. His navigation has taken just another development that I couldn't have seen coming. Wrong exit, LeMayer, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude. On the way up.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is the quote I was looking for about Grant and Sherman. Yeah. This was Sherman on Grant. He said, he stood by me when I was crazy, and I stood by him when he was drunk. Now, sir, we stand by each other always.
God damn.
Might be the cast. We might be Grant and Sherman.
I'm flexing my fucking.
We might be Grant and Sherman, dude.
Unbelievable.
So what did Lamisi do on the way?
Such a good quote, dude.
I love it.
I was telling him after a couple exits, I was like, LeMayer, are they like planning me a surprise birthday party or something? Like, are you trying to keep me away?
Like, what is this? What was he driving like a fool?
He just kept messing. I'll be sitting there like, all right, you know, don't bother him. And I'm like, hey, dude, we're on this one, right? It's like, nah.
Yeah.
Wrong exit. I'm like, all right, no big deal. I had 3 minutes. Really no big deal. And then we're getting on the RFK bridge. It's just, I'm like, dude, this is the one, man. We can't miss this one. I'm like, bro, are you? What the hell's going on?
I was just, you know, I was just off.
What's in your head?
At the end,
he's high. You get stoned.
You hired a driver, and he gets high every day. What? Even if it's the exact same drive every time, he's gonna forget.
No, I didn't forget, dude.
I'm the worst. I was like, dude, if you're worse than me in navigation,
no,
you got
I didn't
a problem.
Need the nav, dude. I didn't need the nav. I had it.
Oh,
you
tried to go no nav.
He did try to go no nav.
Well, fuck it. Just use it.
I was nailing it. I was nailing it.
Why is he saying differently?
Because the nav came up.
You were completely missing every single exit. I was like, dude, these are the crucial exits we need.
You're crippling wrong.
It's something to it, man.
Sounds like he's right again.
You say
it's Terrence Howard, mathematician.
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, boy.
The Hustle and Flow guy that's now a super genius.
Okay.
He claims Diddy went for his b-hole. Under like the thing of like lessons. He was giving him like, you know, acting lessons. He said Diddy was just like looking at him wrong. He's like, this guy's trying to fuck my ass. Take away the geometry of my manhood. So.
Sounds
what do you
like
think about that?
Nightmare story to have to listen to. Saying to you.
You don't think he went for Terrence Howard's butthole?
But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Terrence Howard thinks that he wanted to.
Yeah. He might have.
But if there's anybody out there that might have wanted to, I would say Diddy's a prime suspect.
I can't follow what's going on because it sounds
there's a
like
a lot of people saying he tried to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
What do you think? Free Diddy?
No. There's a lot of rumors going around that Diddy's trying to destroy men's structural integrity.
I understand those rumors. It sounded like the way that the story was being told was that Terrence Howard
assumed it.
Right, assumed it.
Yeah.
Well, he had like a assistant that he was like, what's up with him? He's like, oh, Diddy's trying to fuck you. So his assistant was the one who told him like, yo, this is what this
what's
is
that guy's name? Mr. Bentley or what was that guy's name?
It just gets more complicated.
Fonsworth Bentley.
He's like, my boss is trying to fuck your ass. Get the fuck out of here. Run. Go now.
That's a fair point, though. Maybe he wasn't trying to fuck his ass. Do you think if someone gets their ass, it does compromise like their manhood from to where it like affects your posture and shit? Like you move differently after that.
Do I think that? No.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Do you have any proof?
I no. Counter argument.
Yeah.
Gay guys walk different.
It's true.
I think it actually helps your structural integrity. The posture goes way up.
Yeah.
Once you get fucked,
yeah, it's true. Sure, you just you start wearing that sweater vest differently.
Yeah.
It starts looking way different on you. We had a thing in grade school that, like, if, like, do you ever have it with, like, kids where it's like, yo, a lady's walking. Like, if a lady walked a certain way, like, she had sex before.
Yes.
We would just do it with all the moms. But, yo, like, all the moms would come to special lunch. But, yo, she definitely had sex before. Yeah, if you walk with your feet a little bit more apart, that's all you could tell a girl had sex.
It's, once again, these are tough to refute.
I kind of hold to it.
Yeah.
If I see a woman go, yeah, anywhere near shoulder width apart, I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? What do you think? Yeah.
Slut.
Your mom's here to help with pizza lunch. Like, yo, your mom got fucked, dude.
Speaking of sluts, how about the space sluts?
Dude, how did I not know about that?
I don't know. I think I saw it this morning, and it's been bothering me.
Yeah, that's...
it's affected me a lot.
Also, Bezos, for all of that work, he just looks like a trash man. He has, like, the body of, like, a Philadelphia trash man. He's on, like, billions of dollars of TRT and gene therapy.
Just to become a WAP. Yeah. He's transformed. He's fully just a guy at Wawa.
I know.
That's all he is. That might have been the biggest attempt to get rid of your wife ever.
Yeah.
Just being like, I built a spaceship. I'm going to launch you up there.
Yeah, man.
With Gail King.
Yeah, and it's fucked up because he'd have another wife pretty fast. If he blew his wife up in outer space.
Yeah, he'd have a wife before the rubble hit Earth.
Happy birthday to you.
Do not cry right now.
Happy birthday.
Okay, I'm going to blow him out. Okay, it's my podcast. I'm going to blow him out.
Yes.
Yay. Wow. Happy birthday.
Wow. What a start.
Happy birthday. Do you think, why do they make the room dark? You think that's to symbolize the
smoke
womb?
Alarm.
Dang it. Noah, smoke that.
Noah, blaze that shit.
Noah, put a wet towel under the door.
Do you think that's to symbolize the uterine darkness?
Turning the lights off?
Yeah, you think that's to symbolize being in the womb?
What's the candle then?
Oh, that would be nice.
The birth canal, the light?
Yeah. The light the at the end of your mother's
fluorescent light tube.
I was going to talk about how funny it is when other little kids cry when they can't blow it out.
Yeah.
The way you were like, it's my podcast. I'm blowing it. Like, you know, hold him back.
Dude, it's every time. When they open presents, when you see them open presents, it's so funny. When they're like 4 years old, they'll be like, what's he have? The cousins come over and they just like start taking the box. Like, you have to give it back and scream cry.
I was in that phase for a very long time. Like, late. Like, I'd
birthday
be like, I'm done,
teenager.
I'm done opening my Christmas presents.
Like, what's up?
They got more than me. Why'd they get more?
When you were at these parties, would you be dressed like a Puerto Rican Power Ranger there? Or is that just today?
Dude, how dare you? This is the Nocta collection from Drake and Nike. You could never even dream of this. These shoes cost more than your life. I did get drunk and ordered a Drake tracksuit on the internet. I regret it. I'll never wear it publicly.
No, you have to.
This is the only time I'll wear it.
Wow, you have to, I'm telling you, you have to be down there chilling. Anytime you're outside, just go, yeah, I ordered the Nocta.
I'm part of the Nocta. It also, a baklava is what completes it. I would need that. That'd be the sickest shit
the
possible.
Greek food?
No, the mask.
I said it wrong.
Baklava. You say you look like a Greek guy.
No, balaclava.
What's
I said baklava.
It's like the ski mask thing. Yeah, true. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I just noticed the gold swoosh on the front. Caught my eye.
It's
gleaming.
This is a royal outfit.
Yeah, that's what you wouldn't be buried in.
That's the color purple of our time.
This was very important to me. And I'm glad you guys are giving it attention.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Because it meant a lot
to
me.
Bro, we're freeze framing this for when we have you taxidermied at a poker table like a Dominican guy. With sunglasses on,
you need to fully lean into it, and you gotta just bust out, dude.
What do you mean?
Completely break out and just rock your tracksuit everywhere. It's a sick tracksuit.
Wear baklavas on my head all the time.
Yeah, wear baklava, dude.
Start wearing a white one.
That's gonna suck. They're gonna have to eventually tell people you can't wear ski masks, and it's gonna be hilarious.
Yeah, the white mask.
Yeah. What's the white mask?
Yeah,
we have getting in trouble with secret little meetings. When we get around and say all the stuff you're not supposed to say.
What do you got on underneath that?
Sheath underwear.
Nice.
And a t-shirt under this. A Nate Diaz t-shirt.
Nice.
Those are my other outfits.
Thank
More
you.
More free stuff.
I owe you a thank you because at Skankfest, you introduced Nate Diaz to my wife.
Yes.
And I had a hold her back like a fucking rabid pit bull.
Yeah, that was right before chaos ensued. And
oh, Naked Medicaid.
It was the naked roast, and Nate Diaz did not like it. And yeah. And his friends thought I was even gayer than they already do.
Hey, guys, come hang out. All of a sudden, there's naked dudes. I didn't know they're going to be here, dude. Yeah.
There was a guy on the naked roast. His name's Harrison Dye.
Yeah.
He was very excited.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny about the New York Post is it kind of leans right. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't look into it enough. It does, I think it leans right. So like right wing people are like, it's the oldest newspaper in America. Like they try to make it credible, and then you get on the New York Post, it's like some dude getting hit by a train in the subway, like, see you later, asshole. That's like the fucking headline. It's like nice.
Yeah, it's the juiciest scoop. Hold on.
I have to. This thing's burning a hole in my
pocket. Speaking of pretty ladies,
this isn't a sponsor yet, but they did send us a nice sample.
Are they courting us?
They're courting us with a nice sample.
What is it?
I'll show you.
Would you like me to do it?
They wanted us to have this.
Oh, oh la la, dude. Ooh la la, yo, bro. Let me get that.
I'm gonna hang this up in my apartment. My girlfriend's so happy.
Yo, bro. Gardein. Have some respect. That's art, bro.
This is art.
Did they chip that down from the Sistine Chapel?
This thing's fucking a sheet of metal.
Is that the original?
You can put this in your oven and cook on it. No, I don't think that's true, but...
Where'd they send you that thick bay in the mail?
I don't know, and honestly, it caused some problems at first. Because I didn't open this. My girlfriend did. It was like...
Who's that?
She's like... I was like, who the fuck sent that? And she's like, I don't know. Who sent this? And who is that? And I was like, I've never seen that thick bitch in my life.
They rule. That's the only option. If it's an online company that only sends like tasteful pictures, paintings of thick babes.
Thick babes that Rainey would like on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I saw an exceedingly thick queen on the way up here. I don't know why this made me so happy. I'm walking up and a lady came out, I'd say emerged from a basement level apartment.
Oh, that's emerging.
Just came.
She breached.
She came up for air.
Yeah.
She came out from it and just kind of leaned up against the thing. She must have been like 4'11 and just very voluptuous. Wait,
she leaned on a
she
fence?
Just leaned. She had like a little, yeah, she had like a black fence. Like a little
they
like
love
leaning,
dude.
Like a wrought iron gate. She came up and just leaned on it, dude, in all of her splendor, and just got some light and air. And I was like, dude, there's just part of me that just wants, like, just a funnel spider dragging you back into that basement apartment, just laying there. Just, oh my God, all the sweet treats you could want.
Yeah, that's a turnip. That's a fucking
date should be
if we get the guests.
If we get them, we'll get somebody. I'm sure
we're gonna get somebody good.
It was huge,
but
the date is. December 14th.
December 14th.
Chelsea Music
Hall. Live on Moment House. Is it Chelsea Music Hall?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I believe they're $10.
It's $10?
The tickets.
That'll be fun, dude.
Yeah, I thought when they said pay-per-view, I thought it was going to be like $99. I was like, fuck, dude, this is so much pressure. $10, though.
No, $10. When you see the guests we get, you're going to say, I'm glad I spent that $10.
You're going to say, whoa, $10 is going to fly out of your pocket. $10 is going to choose for itself to be like, hey, $10, get back here. I guess I'll watch it.
Yes.
Fuck. I guess I'll check this out. But yeah, that's the future. Streaming stuff is the future. Yeah. I figured it out.
Streaming stuff is the future.
Streaming stuff and paying to watch stuff immediately
is the present.
Dude,
everything's streaming.
Let's just talk about technology.
I was back at my parents' house this week. It's nothing but cable, dude. It's insane. Geezer's cable, and it is so fucked up. Comcast,
it's terrifying.
Comcast just butt fucks old people.
It's just them speaking into the room. They'd pay $300 to be like, put on The Sopranos. What episode was that?
And it says, just, God damn it!
He
worked
Bob
this thing. Just put on HGTV. That's all my mom watches, dude. It's unbelievable. Have I talked about this before? It's insane.
No.
It's just a fucking lady. It's girl. Yes, we have. It's female porn.
Oh, okay.
It's literally a woman coming in and being like, this house is fine, but this is what you need to do. And the husband's like, oh, I don't know, honey. And she's like, this isn't a democracy. We don't talk like that.
Yeah.
I tell you what to do. And then a bunch of dudes build stuff, and a woman shows up and is like, good job, guys.
Yeah.
It's just 10 guys sawing cabinets in the